Okay, now up in the 11:44 a.m. time slot, in California head coach Konzo Martin. Coach, good morning.
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Star wanted to ask a question for Cal head coach Konzo Martin.
And your first question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Morning, Coach. Arizona State's averaging like 81 points a game, but you guys held them to 65 the first time you played them. Can you take anything away from that? Are they the same offense that you faced then, and how did you manage to do that?
Well, I just thought we did a good job. I mean, the score, I don't think the score is an indication of how that game really was. It was a close game down the stretch, so maybe about the last 2 months. We got some stops and made a few plays, but they're scoring the ball extremely well. They have really five perimeter guys on the floor when they start a left at the five spot, so it's very hard to guard. I mean, you saw the game they played at Oregon, how it went down the wire. I mean, just they can score the ball, they stretch you out. When you have five guys that can make three-point shots, five guys that can penetrate and make plays, it's extremely tough to defend.
With given the fact that they have so many perimeter guys, might you tinker with your rotation a little bit against them?
No, not at all. We'll start the same way. Unless somebody's injured, we'll go.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of Ben Parker, GoldenBearReport.com.
Hey, Coach, how's it going? Just wanted to ask about the – obviously you got Arizona State tomorrow, but just on Arizona, you guys played them pretty tough at home. What do you think? What adjustments do you think you guys need to do, or what needs to change in order for you guys to get the win down there in Tucson?
We have to play better. I just think they did a great job in the second half. Came out aggressive, very assertive, and they made plays. Especially Kobe. I thought Kobe really set the tone for those guys in the second half. Kind of changed the game for them. You know, we just got to again protect the home court. We expect to play tough, so that part should be understood. We just didn't play well down the stretch, and they did. They won the ball game.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Rusty Simmons, San Francisco Chronicles.
Hey, Coach, thanks for doing this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask about Charlie Moore. I think in two of his last three games, he's had a career high of 8 assists. And just what kind of development have you seen from him since the start of conference play?
I think in his last three games, he's had 23 assists, 8, 7, and 8, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, Charlie's a guy, he can score the ball. He's been built, even though he's a point guard at, you know, 5'10", he's been built to score the ball. He scores in a variety of ways. He's the guy that want to take the shot when the game's on the line and make the play when the game's on the line. I think the adjustment for Charlie, well, I shouldn't say this unfortunately, but early in the season with Jabari and Ivan being out, we needed Charlie to score the ball. So I just think really in the last, you know, 4 or 5 games, he's done a great job of finding other guys, getting guys involved, because he always wanted to do it, but just for us, we needed him to score the ball. But now he's doing a great job of finding those guys, finding the shooters. You can see our assist numbers as a team are going up because of that.
And you even said early on in the season when you did need him to score that he could be this kind of point guard, playmaker. Did you always see this coming from him once he got his team around him?
Oh, yeah. Because the thing about Charlie can score the ball. It's not a question of whether or not he can score. He can score. But he's a point guard. He's a willing passer. He wants to make the right plays and the right decisions. Sometimes I think he should shoot the ball when he's trying to make a pass. You know, to keep, he's done a great job of late keeping his dribble alive and making plays. And our guards have done a great job of moving on those wings to give him pockets to make passes to. So, yeah, he's always wanted to pass the ball. But, again, he's the guy that can score the ball at that size.
Great stuff. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of Ryan Gorsey, scouts.com.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, Ryan.
So against Arizona, I know obviously Arizona State is next up, but against Arizona last time, you had a pretty hefty lead against them, and they wound up coming back and getting you. Now that they have Alonzo Trier back, what kind of a difference does that make in that team, and how does that change your game planning for them?
It doesn't change anything we do. I mean, they were good without Alonzo, as you can see. Alonzo's a big time ball player, guy that can score the ball with size, get to the rim, make plays. But they're still a good team. They don't stop doing what they do. There's a reason why they're a good team and a good program. So for us, if we understand what we have to do, we have a game plan to win the ball game, to try and win the ball game. That's the goal. But I don't think it changes anything that we do just because Alonzo's back. Because again, they have good players, and we know what he brings to the table.
And with Arizona State, they've kind of they've been a little Jekyll and Hyde-ish. I mean, they beat Oregon State by about what you guys beat them by, and then they, like you said, they almost came up and nipped Oregon at their place when you guys lost pretty heavily to them. What in your mind is that just kind of the ebbs and flows of a season, or is there something you can put your finger on that tells you, well, they're going to be this team this night and that team another night?
Well, I think when you always look at teams and leagues, they're always different things. Everybody, certain teams play well against each other. Then you look at the game and say, man, how did that happen? I think that's part of it. I think that the one thing that they lack is interior experience. Not that they lack talent, it's a different interior experience, because on the perimeter, they're just as good as anybody in our league. There's no question about that. But I just think what happens, you go up against a team that can match them on the perimeter, then it comes down to the interior. I think they're talented on the interior, they just don't have the experience yet, but they have the talent.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from line of Sheeran Ryan, Fan-Sided.
Morning, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm great. I was wondering, you know, Coach Miller's been talking a lot about Ivan Rabb and what a great player is. I think we all agree on that. Who on the Arizona team are you preparing most for, you think?
Not to be sarcastic, but everybody that steps on the floor, and I say that with all sincerity, because, I mean, you look at them from 1 to 5. They do what they do, and everybody understands their role and they understand the task at hand. Mark, in the offseason, he's a big guy that can make shots. You know, I think Rawls did a great job rebounding against us. He had 5 offensive rebounds against us, even though he's not their leading scorer. But anytime you get 5 offensive rebounds at that wing position, that is tough to go against. And obviously, you have Alonzo back, a guy that can score the ball. Kobe played a great game against us. I mean, you can go across the board. I mean, Parker was just getting back, and he played a great floor game. So, again, it's a team. And I think when you're good teams, and they're a really good team, when you're a good team, it's not just one guy. If you focus on one guy, you end up losing the game. They have a collection of talented players. So we have to beat their team and prepare for their team.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, and that's all we have time for. Coach Martin, thank you very much
for your
time.
Thank you.
Take care.